My question had to do with Revelation chapter 12 about the dragon. Like,
yes.
Why does he have 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns on his head?
Good question. That the best way to understand the Bible is let the Bible explain itself. Go with me to Revelation chapter 17.
Okay.
And this same ugly dragon appears again. Okay?
Okay.
And it says, so he carried me, verse 3 of Revelation 17. The angel carries John in the spirit into the wilderness. He sees a woman sitting on a scarlet beast full of blasphemy, 7 heads, 10 horns. Now, does that beast sound familiar?
Yeah.
7 heads, 10 horns. All right, what does that mean now? If you go down a little further, the angel comes and he begins to explain this prophecy. And he says here, you know what I've just done? I was trying to page up in my Bible. I was paging down. Where are we? The 10 horns that you saw upon the beast, these hate the whore and they will make her desolate. That's not the one I'm looking for. 17, hang on here a second.
Okay.
The 7 heads upon which the woman sits.
Okay.
Here we go. It's in verse 9. Here's the mind that has wisdom. The 7 heads on which the woman sits are 7 mountains. Now, and these, it says, these are 7 kings. In the Bible, that means kingdoms.
Yeah.
So this beast represents the devil and the kingdoms the devil has operated through. Matter of fact, if you look in Revelation 12, it calls him the old dragon, the serpent, and the devil.
Yeah.
Did you notice that in Revelation 12?
We don't have to
guess who the beast is. It tells us in Revelation 12 that dragon is the devil. Then it says that he got 7 heads. These are kingdoms that the devil has operated through to persecute God's people. Now, there are 7 kingdoms that have occupied God's people through time, and some of them are in power now. In the Old Testament, you've got Egypt that oppressed the Jewish people, God's people then.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece. That's why it says 5 are fallen. One is, Rome was in power when John had this vision. And now we're running into a break here we're going to need to take. But then you've got the fallen church of the Dark Ages that received a deadly wound and came back. And that adds up to 7. We've got a Bible study that we can send on this. As a matter of fact, the study we're offering tonight on What's Wrong With My Church talks about that. So
okay.
You can send for that, and that'll help answer your questions.